Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 2, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Lo yachbar adam bar samach l'barish v'chaveri. Person should not dig a pit near the pit of his friend. V'loi siach, he should also not dig a long and narrow trench. V'loi me'ara, he shouldn't dig a square pit. V'loi amas hamayim, or an irrigation trough. V'loi nechrechas ha'koivsin, or a pit that's used to wash clothing. Elam ken hirchuk mikoisel chaverish lo yishotvachim. Unless he makes sure to keep it at a distance from the wall of his friend, three tefachim, approximately 9 inches. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah actually says not that you have to distance it from the pit of your friend, but actually from the wall of your friend's, the dividing wall between your property and your friend's property. So it comes out that the distance from your pit and the pit of your friend on the other side of the wall is going to be at least 6 tefachim, or approximately 18 inches. And the reason for that is because if a person digs 2 pits too close to one another, then because there's moisture, there's liquid inside of the pit, it softens the walls of the pit. And therefore, it could cause the wall to fall. It could also cause that the ground could collapse. And if so, the person will lose his pit, he'll lose his bar, or he'll lose his wall. It continues the Mishnah, Visad Basid, the fellow that digs a pit has to place cement in the pit of his, near his friend, the side facing it, so that the water should not seep into the earth and then weaken the earth, and then the koisel, the wall of his friend, will fall down. Says the Mishnah, Marchikines Agefes, if a person has the byproduct of olives that were already crushed, they were already squeezed, Ves HaZevel, similarly manure, Ves HaMelach, and salt, Ves HaSeed, and pitch, and lime, actually, Ves HaSlaim, and small stones, mikaslei shel chaveray, from the wall of his friend, shloisha tvachim, at least 3 tvachim, approximately 9 inches, because all these things, they give off some type of chemical reaction, and they could cause the wall to collapse. Visad basid, the Gemara says, or a person could put on the side of the wall of his pit, the wall of the pit facing his friends, he can put cement inside of it, and that holds in whatever it radiates. Says the Mishnah, Marchikin es hazroim ves hamachresha ves meiraglayim min hakoisel shloisha tvachim. A person is not allowed to plant, they're not allowed to plow, they're not allowed to urinate near the wall of his friend, at least within 3 tvachim, because all these type of things, they damage the wall. Therefore, a person has to make sure that there's at least 3 tefach distance from his friend's wall until his actual usage. Marchikin es harechaim, you have to take away millstones from the wall of your friend, shloisha min hashechev, 3 tvachim, approximately 9 inches, from the bottom stone of the mill. Shehein arba, that they are 4 tvachim min harechev, from the upper stone of the mill, says the Mishnah. Why is that? Because the movement of the millstones, the constant movement, weakens any wall near it. Vesatan, or similarly, a person has to distance his oven, shloisha, 3 tvachim, min hakilya, from the base of the ta'anur, or the base of the oven itself, shehein arba min astafa, which ends up being 4 tvachim from the actual lip of the oven itself, because that the heat of the oven could actually ruin the kaisel, it could ruin the wall. Therefore, a person has to make sure that he has the appropriate distance. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.